Feels good. He had opportunity to put the hand in a cast. You know, we'll go watch the practice. I spoke to Brandon on the field about what he felt comfortable, you know, both special teams and defense. We'll talk to the medical staff, so he definitely has a chance to play now. I'm not certain what his role will be. You know, we'll probably take these next 48 hours and visit with him, and I'll probably talk to him tonight based on once I get all the information. But he felt good today in practice with the club. Chad's ready to go. This is his normal Friday. I felt he's put together two good days of practice, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, and then just with all his, you know, postseason surgeries and so forth, this is the plan for him not to work on Fridays. Well, we'll probably go with TJ Lang. You know, both TJ and Allen worked over there. You know, also Brino has some reps, and he's ready to go. But we'll go with TJ Lang at the right tackle. I thought he had a good solid week of practice. I mean, there's some things that, you know, going from the left side to the right side, that's an adjustment for him. We had to, you know, pass under pressure period yesterday that I think there's a look that our defense gave him that I'm glad he saw, you know, during the practice structure. But it's, you know, I think we'll get in there and compete and do a good job. Well, I can't sit here and tell you how many reps he has, but he has moved around. You know, he's with the way it broke out and the way we train him. You know, as far as the drills and assignments and so forth. But you know, he's had a full week of work over there. We feel like he's ready to go. Based on what he's handled to this point, I think he's been put in some very challenging situations, starting up there in Minnesota. Just the way he's responded, I mean he's had a number of snaps that he can learn from. I like his toughness. He's competitive, and you know we're gonna give him a shot. I'm sorry, Bob. Okay. Based on what we've seen from TJ in live action, you know, I think Allen needs to reset himself. We've taken a step back with him, and we're going to give him a chance. We're giving TJ a chance based on production. It's a little bit of a challenge, a little bit of a forecast. I understand that, but that's kind of the realm that we're in with this offensive line right now. You know, started obviously because of the injuries, but we're trying to build some continuity and some consistency. I don't think so, Rob. I mean, Dr. John Gray's not very comfortable with the progress that he's made, and like we've always stated, you know, we're going to play the high side, you know, with our players. I mean, have you seen it? It's different. I mean, it's a different type of injury. There's just a lot of swelling. So he kind of took a step back today. So that's why I thought he was going to progress during the week and be fine. But you know, we'll find out in the next 48 hours. No, he was either stepped on or landed on the cleat in the game. You know, the swelling didn't really start till Tuesday, so it's a little unusual. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I'm not a medical staff member, but there's just an unusual amount of swelling in there. I think you have to improve. Regardless of your record, I mean, that's something you always focus on. We feel that November is the opportunity to play start playing your best football. The third quarter, you know, Mike Ayers did a presentation Thursday, very evident about how roles change and how you have to, you know, adjust and make the adjustments from a personnel schematic. You know, that's the challenge. So I don't think we're very far off of where we want to be. and we need to stay focused on that and make the adjustments as we move forward. Yes, he did. I think so. The history with his particular injury, you know, more the relief that happens when you have that type of injury, we feel that he'll have a full recovery. The exact, I couldn't tell you. I just know that the one nerve needed to be released. Do what? Well, I mean, it's, you know, those, I mean, what, 6-8 months? I'm not. Pat hasn't given me today. I mean, he'll, you know, we'll try to get him ready for the off-season program. Well, we work both Brad and Jeremy over there, and we're going to go with Brad. So this is a big opportunity for him. He's had a good week's work, and I'm sure he's up to the challenge. I like what I've seen. He's different, to be honest. He's very athletic. I mean, you talk to our offensive line, the guys that block him in practice. I mean, he's slippery. He's instinctive. You know, Dom Capers has compared him to Chad Brown, the linebacker he had in Pittsburgh and then up here in Seattle. So, but he's young, and, you know, we'll be smart with him. But he's a cagey player. Yes, we're going to go. Well, I'd rather not say it today, but yeah, I mean, you won't be surprised he's out there.
What's your reaction to
I'd like to address it. I was made aware of it this morning on my radio show, or a radio show I do in Milwaukee. I was, you know, taken back by it, naturally, but, you know, I walk through that loading dock every day and had a conversation. A comment was made. I commented back, got in the car, had a chance to inquire to Alan about what the man's name was, and that's my involvement.
You said he didn't make the comment. Are you sure it was him that made that comment?
Yes. I was hoping you guys wouldn't go this far with this. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really know the man. He made a comment to me. I made a comment to him. It's not the worst thing I've said, but I would not say it to a fellow employee. So that's as far as I'm going to go with it. Absolutely not. I don't think so. I don't think so. It was a one-minute conversation. That's the last I heard of it. I asked what his name was. Like I said, it's not the worst thing I ever said, but I won't say it to a fellow employee. I'm not involved in that decision, and frankly, I had zero intention, zero conversation, and zero conversation, intention, anything to do with that. So. It's not my responsibility, not in. Okay. Bob, I've addressed it. Okay, once again, I had one conversation. I inquired about what the man's name was. That's as far as I took the conversation. And now I'll answer questions about it. It, once again, he made a comment. I commented back to him. I walked in my car. Another comment was made, and that was it.